Hello and welcome to the Chelsea Echo voice note review. Chelsea 4, Southampton 0. A big victory for Chelsea with a potential shadow being cast over it with the protests before the game. I unfortunately couldn't attend a home fixture this season, which is a rarity. But guys, I've got to pay the bills. And unfortunately, the Chelsea Echo isn't doing that right now. So I had the pleasure of watching the game on the way home from work. And four goals and a clean sheet are not bad. Chelsea's first home clean sheet since October 2023, may I add as well. And that is a big, big bonus. I should probably reinforce that. Chelsea's first home clean sheet since October 2023. Now, we can say it was Southampton. We can sit here and talk about how they've got 9 points in the Premier League. Chelsea should be doing that. It shouldn't be a problem. But it is something which I think was a potential banana skin, as was shown a couple of years ago when James Ward-Prowse curled one in the season they got relegated and Chelsea lost 1-0 at Stamford Bridge. And that was something that was in the back of my head running into this fixture. But I was proven wrong. A fantastic result for Chelsea. Three quick goals straight off the bat. Christopher Nkunku obviously getting a goal to put Chelsea into the lead. Pedro Neto doubling that. Levi Colwill and Mark Cucurella adding to those goals. And a fantastic opportunity for Chelsea to push on in the Premier League. Now sitting in top four, obviously Manchester City and other teams are still to play. So Chelsea may still be sat there come this time. Well, I say this time, it's 12:15 currently on a Wednesday morning. But, you know, it would be this time tomorrow or this time on Thursday that Chelsea could still be sitting in the Champions League spot. 10 days now separate Chelsea's fixtures between this game and their next, with Leicester at home being the big game for Chelsea to hopefully continue to put more points on the board. But a massive statement made by the boys in blue in an effort to continue with their moves to retain is the word I'm looking for, or get back into, should I just say, Champions League football. A real benchmark set by Chelsea today. And but again, I will say, when people go, oh, it's just Southampton, this game you expect to win, the games that Chelsea were expected to win haven't actually been all that successful this season. It hasn't been comfortable. Tonight was one of the first examples where it actually was. A great job done by Chelsea. And I think one thing we definitely need to touch on, obviously, and is something which we'll be looking to touch on even further as the weeks go on, as me and Dan are looking to talk to more and more people about it and understand more about what happened tonight. The protests outside Stamford Bridge obviously took place before the fixture. Fans gathered to protest the ownership. And Dan and I will definitely be touching on that more on the preview show or this Friday's edition of the Chelsea Echo. A real opportunity for us to sort of delve into it. And it was an interesting case, I think, for a lot of people. We had Red, who's our young roving reporter. And may I add, by the way, guys, he is somebody who is definitely worth keeping an eye on. A fantastic guy who is definitely destined for great things in this world of journalism. And you look at sort of everything that was going on, he was saying that was semi-positive. There was a lot of conversations going on, but it was also, in some cases that you've seen, can be a little bit farcical. I know that's a little bit harsh, but I think it's fair to say that given what we were discussing over the previous couple of weeks, where there was a lack of clear message, there was three or four things being said that was reinforced in tonight's protest, but noise was made. And I guess that's something which Chelsea fans are really keen to do. And obviously not everyone is very happy with the ownership. And you know, me and myself and because I count as two people, apparently it's late, guys, I do apologize, myself, Dan, The Score, Rambles, you know, everyone involved at the Echo, we have sort of made it very, very clear that we're unhappy with what the ownership are doing and how they're structuring Chelsea right now. However, there were really strange messages sort of saying super greed and all that sort of stuff. And you know, investing 1.4 billion isn't super greed, lads. We're gonna be very honest with you, they've done that in a very short period of time. That's quite frankly the opposite. It's just been completely mismanaged, I think is fair to say. But like I said, I'm really kind of delving into it here, when maybe, well, me and Dan will definitely save that for a separate conversation. But more importantly, it didn't overshadow the game. Chelsea went and got the job done. There were some conversations being had in the stands, allegedly fans not particularly happy about the short passes and the short style of play that Enzo Maresca is really trying to employ. It's not very Chelsea, I think is the word to say. It's not woven into the fabric and the culture of this club. However, it seems realistically we're going to have to get used to it in some way, shape or form. Enzo Maresca coming out in his post-match presser basically saying Philip Jorgensen's going to play it short. He's continued to do that because I told him to. Otherwise, he's getting a fine. Cracking gaffer talk there, giving fines. I do it for boots. I do it for lack of shin pads. Enzo Maresca, you've gone up in my estimations there, even if I disagree with the style of football you're trying to implement on many, many occasions. However, this has been the Voice Note Review. This is your review of Chelsea 4, Southampton 0. If you have enjoyed the game and you've enjoyed this review, please do make sure that you give us a 5-star review. If you want to hear more about some of the things we've spoken about today, such as the protest, such as the lack of empathy that I have for the style of play that Enzo Maresca is trying to employ, we actually had a fantastic show with The Score earlier for the Final Score show. And when I say that, it is the best show that he has made with Rambles since he started at the Chelsea Echo. We had some fantastic guests. CFC Central joined us. Rob Prattley came on as well. We had some fantastic people coming up to speak and discuss the nuances and the importances of so many things to do with Chelsea. And of course, as we mentioned earlier, Red was there, so he was able to give us a little bit more of a lowdown of what happened at the protest. But this has been the Chelsea Echo. This has been the Voice Note Review. If you have enjoyed this, please make sure you give us a 5-star review on all good podcasts and platforms. Check out the Final Score show. Check out the Chelsea Echo socials. Check out my socials, Dan's, The Score, Rambles, everybody involved with the Echo. We always appreciate the support. Let everyone know about this show as well. And we will see you later. Ta-da.